never ended on that train before. I don't know what to do. Sit down, Judge. We'll get to you later.
Let our judge.
Friends, we don't have time to do all the numbers that you all have asked for. I appreciate it, and I know Ralph does and all the fellas here. I'd like to do a couple of hymns for you. And the first one I want to do is one of our favorites, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we recorded this in the album now. Isn't it nice for me? You never did do that? Well, we should have. We will.
We're short of material. We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week, I'll guarantee you. Somebody tell Bill Monroe that, will you? That's one of the great Bill Monroe tunes, and I don't know if his name's been mentioned here today or not, but no, I'm serious. I mean that. It should be very often. A lot of places that it isn't, and I'm always happy to mention it anywhere. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, the way Carlton said it a while ago when he opened the show, that he's the pappy of the bluegrass, and as far as I'm concerned, he's the pappy of the country music. And I think there's millions now instead of thousands that agree with me all over the country. I believe that. I really do. I don't just say that because he's backstage here. He'll be out in a little while and really do it up for you right. He always does. Here's one of his favorites, or my favorites, of his songs. I put it that way. And I hope you'll enjoy it. It's called Mansions for Me. I hope, Bill, that you didn't plan to do this number. If you did, go ahead and do it right. There are folks, Bill. But I never could find them. I found Everybody I met.
Everybody I met.
Sing to me, rank stranger.
No mother or dad.
No mother or dad. Not a friend could I see.
Not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name.
They knew not my name.
And I knew not their faces.
And I knew not their faces.
But I found they were all.
I found they were all.
Frank strangers to me. They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger, to a beautiful home across the dark sea. Some beautiful day, I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be. They knew not my name.
They knew not my name.
I knew not their faces.
I knew not their faces.
But I found they were all.
I found they were all.
Frank strangers to me.
Frank strangers to me.
Now, you want to ask some questions?
Yeah, I will ask you first off, Carter, who was the first man that you heard? That I know you were raised in Virginia. The
half.
First, half raised in Virginia. The first man that you heard, either on radio or met and all, that influenced your playing and your interest in the music business?
Carlton, I didn't hear him on the radio or I didn't meet him. I heard his records. Yeah. That was Charlie and Bill Monroe. And A.P. Carter and Sari and Maybell.
Now, how far is your home, the home place, from where the Carters were raised?
About 30 miles.
It's about 30
yeah.
miles.
We never was acquainted with them.
Never?
Never
no.
didn't know them at all.
Well, I know they influenced a lot of playing, and of course the other fellows too.
They had a good style, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Is there any questions for Carter?
I believe George Shuffler done that. I think you'll have to blame him with that, won't you?
I believe
that's right.
George, come around here just a minute.
George's a guitar player. I can't play no guitar.
Where your home is in North Carolina, George?
Valdez, North Carolina.
What is?
No, right off I don't. I believe Sid Nathan might could answer that. I don't know. Carter Watt, I believe we decided one time about 90%. Is that right? I mean, from the start of the Stanley Brothers on up to the present time. Yeah, about, 13, 14.
Any questions for George? All right.
No.
Did you know
try to get out of
that,
it,
George?
Was that today?
No. You know what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, stock guitar. We call it down home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a brother that
can do it. Yeah, I got a brother that can play good stock guitar.
Anybody?
He's down in Valdez, working in a cotton mill down there.
Anybody, right. Any other questions for George? All right. Thank you, fellas, very much. Thank you. Thank you, John. We have, we'll talk for just 1 second, and then I understand it's time for intermission. Or we'll get a drink, Coca-Cola. But they were talking about Bill Monroe and Charlie, and I was raised in North Carolina, and they used to play down there, and we'd go to schoolhouses, listen to them, and they were...
Testing 1, 2.
Let's see, what do we want to say? I don't know, just maybe something about the bluegrass.
Tom Kinser.
And let's do one that you're in tune with the Tom King Show on WBLU.
Hello, Davis. This is Mike Wiseman of Wise Records, and you're in tune with the Tom King Show on WBLU, Salem, Virginia.
I'm going in the Army next month. Is this one that you're in tune with for the best in bluegrass music? You're in tune with the Tom King Show.
Hello, Davis. This is Mike Wiseman of Wise Records, and for the very best in bluegrass music and good country music, stay tuned to the Tom King Show on WBLU, Salem, Virginia.
Now, can it be all right just to talk a little bit about the bluegrass stuff? Mm-hmm. This is Tom King of WBLU, and, we've kind of brought our microphones around to the Bluegrass Festival that's being held at Cantrell's Barn out at Botetourt County, and beside us we have a very, one of the big names in country music, Mr. Mac Wiseman.
Thank you, Tom.
Certainly is doing a fine job out there. What do you think of the festival so far?
Well, I think we are going to have great success with the festival here. We had a lot of folks who've come in early from all parts of the country, which is an indication that we're going to have a lot more people. The weather's been beautiful, and the folks that have been here have thoroughly enjoyed the entertainment, I think. And we're hoping that the folks will make every effort to come out and join in, and if it's anything we can do to make their stay more enjoyable, all they have to do is ask us, and we'll do the best we can to the best of our ability.
Well, I know they certainly appreciate that, Mr. Wiseman, and of course we always try to give the bluegrass folks and the country folks the good breaks on the blue beam, and of course we hope they'll stay tuned. And could you give us the location of Cantrell's Barn in case some of the folks might not know?
Well, now, actually, I expect you could be more specific about that. You come out to Fincastle, which you can by taking the 220 turn off of the Interstate 81. Just keep coming on 220 past Fincastle a couple of miles, and it's marked. It says square dancing each night and the festival, and just follow the sign back, and they won't have any trouble. It's a beautiful place out here.
Certainly is. The Rolling Hills, Virginia, and we certainly hope that a lot of folks will come out and see with Mr. Mac Wiseman and a lot of the other great names in country music.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for giving me this chance to say hello to your listeners on WBLU.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, neighbors. This is Mike Wiseman, and for the very best in bluegrass music, listen to my good friend Tom King.
I certainly appreciate that. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
You're in tune with the Blue Beam, our good friend Tom King. This is Red Smiley inviting you to tune in each and every day for country music at its best.
I'm going to the Army next month. How about going just without WBAU in case I ever get on an Army station or anything? Just the best in bluegrass.
For the best in bluegrass music, we want you to listen to the Tom King Show on each station Tom is a real fine DJ, and it's a pleasure to be on the program with him. So don't forget bluegrass music and Tom King. This is Red Smiley inviting you to listen to the Tom King Show for the best in bluegrass music. This is Red Smiley when I'm in Roanoke, Virginia, or anywhere in the area. WBLU is the country station to listen to.
And do this number here. It's a number that Doc Watson and myself used to do quite a bit, and we did for. We don't have a name for this number here so far, but it's pretty good picking it. Worked on the Grand Ole Opry, and I had the bluegrass voice for a few years, and trying to bring a little something along different as the years come along. I remember my Uncle Penn used to tune different on the fiddle and play some of the old timers. And so I could tune like he tuned his fiddle, and with this having 8 strings, why, I got to hearing a harmony that would come in, so I tune some of them that way to where you could play a little harmony.
This is Ralph Rensselaer's mandolin, and I believe it's in better shape than mine today. Try to pick out something else here. What are you looking for?
Gray
Eagle. Gray Eagle? All right. This is the kind of number that I really like to play. I like bluegrass music, all of it, and fiddling, banjo, playing, and guitar playing, and the bass. But I really like to do old-time fiddle numbers. That's really my, you know, the number that I like to do. Here's a number called the Gray Eagle. Thank you.
back years ago when Charlie Monroe and myself were working together. Charlie is my brother, and we worked together for a long time. And by having a duet, why I done, I always thought a different style of mandolin then is what I do with bluegrass today. And back when I started with bluegrass, I played three different times, three different, and show you a little bit about it. This is the way that I played when Charlie and myself worked together. It's an old number called the Lonesome Road Blues. I mean, Long Journey Home. Back when we started on the Grand Ole Opry, well, this is kind of the way we done. Gonna play it today, and if I had any competition, here's the way I play. Here's a waltz number that we'll do for you called the Moonlight Waltz. It's in A minor, or in F minor.